News Talk 1620 WTAW this morning. There was about a 30-minute program out on the Texas A&M System's new Rellis campus for the official opening of the System's new Center for Infrastructure Renewal. I point out about a 30-minute program because a little more than 3 minutes of the program that dealt specifically with what this Center for Infrastructure Renewal is going to be about. In the next half hour, you'll hear more about what the remaining time was dedicated towards. But let's focus on the purpose of this morning's gathering. First of all, remarks from the chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Charles Schwartz.
The Texas A&M Center for Infrastructure Renewal, or CIR for short, will be a place for emerging technology research. It will be a place where we will deliver the kind of professional workforce development training that we need in this region and need in this state. We will see big things from these laboratories, and the people of the state of Texas will benefit from them.
Next, comments from the Chancellor of the Texas A&M System, John Sharp.
The Center for Infrastructure Renewal and everyone in it is going to be dedicated to saving Texas and eventually our nation billions of dollars. CIR has 12 labs designed to accelerate the development of things. Imagine roads being paved with new materials that instantly harden so the road reopens immediately afterwards. New ways to use asphalt will pay for this place 50 times over. Pipes and bridges that have sensors that self-report when they weaken and need replacing, saving lives and everything else. Homes and businesses that are flood, windproof, affected by hurricanes. Just imagine what this facility is going to be before this is all over with. It brings together two of our great institutions, TEAS and TTI. It's going to be available to students, faculty, and researchers from all 11 universities, 7 state agencies, and every university in the country and every agency in the country. It's going to be available to anyone from the other 5 university systems in Texas as well. There are 3 L's established by Vice Chancellor and Dean Kathy Banks: lower cost, less time, last longer. And I want to say something about Kathy Banks. This was her idea. She brought it to me a couple of legislative sessions ago.
Next, a member of the state Senate and the only Aggie in the state Senate, Paul Bettencourt of Houston.
When Dean came in and talked about what Chancellor Sharp's vision was, it is the right vision for Texas and the nation. This facility is already going to pay itself off 50 to 100 times for the Texas taxpayers. And when you look at what you see here with improvements in concrete and asphalt and drones doing surveys of bridges, destructive testing of materials, you've got a fantastic program already started here.
Also on hand, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
You know, when we do make an investment, and we have to look at every dollar carefully that we invest in whatever area it is. You know, our budget is, we have the 10th largest economy in the world. We have an economy larger than the country of Russia. They have Putin, we have Abbott. I'll take Abbott. We have added 10 million people. That puts a strain on our infrastructure since the year 2000. We're expected to add 15 million more by the year 2040. That means from 2000 to 2040, we will have grown from 18 million to 42 million people. Infrastructure is key. This was a good idea, but to walk here today, literally just two years plus after that conversation on the floor and the idea that the dean had, after walking through here, I know this is an investment that's going to pay great dividends to the university, to other universities, to the country, to the state of Texas. It's going to make the infrastructure more efficient for us, more affordable for us, and safer for us.
In the next half hour, more time to be taken with what most of the morning program was about at the ribbon cutting of the Texas A&M System Center for Infrastructure Renewal. Best described by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
You know, you just come to these ribbon cuttings for the entertainment value.
That's in the next half hour on News Talk 1620 WTAW.